The Czech Republic spends around 430 million crowns a year on foreign aid, financing various development projects in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Ethiopia, Moldova, Mongolia and other countries. The government is increasingly trying to involve Czech firms and businesses in the process, so that they find a foothold on local markets where they could continue doing business even after the government-sponsored projects finish. But Věra Venclíková, the head of the Czech Business Platform for Foreign Cooperation, says that getting Czech firms interested is no easy job.
In Czech Republic, only few companies are involved in developing cooperation project. It means we try to persuade or to inform private sector about these opportunities and possibilities. And we do a lot of seminars, conferences to show them what is possible, what is not.
What is a typical company that joins your program? Is that someone who already has business links in that country, or how do you choose these firms?
It depends. It is important to say that system for cooperation with developing countries did some big transformation since 2008. Before, each strong ministry had some budget for its own projects, and they invited their friendly companies. After 2008, because we received some OECD audit, Czech government decided to change the system, and everything is under Czech Development Agency. And Czech Development Agency started to do it like tenders. And if you do something like tenders, you don't ask companies to create all the project. Now more companies can approach to the same tender.
Who are the typical companies that get involved in development projects?
Typical company has a lot of know-how in solution of certain problems in some sectors like environment, transportation, energy. And when Czech Development Agency has the project, there are several parts of problems to solve. And they invite them, firstly, to help them to form the exact project. And secondly, they invite others to compete for that tender. The bigger company is El Todo, which is also related with some energy projects. But CES is so big, and CES does different projects for their own needs. But usually companies typical for developing projects are middle-sized.
The Czech Development Agency highlighted as one of the good examples where this worked, Mongolia, and the case of the power plant in Ulaanbaatar, power plant number 4. Well, how difficult was it for the company to sort of carry on its business even after the project stopped?
It needs some investment capital, for sure, and also very good and loyal local partner. Until you receive money from government, if it's project, that's very easy, because a company hasn't any risk on their side. But when it stop and a company would like to continue, there is a lot of risk because of that investment capital, because of different business conditions, because very difficult negotiation with authorities and so on. So it must be very brave decision to stay on the market. And usually, unfortunately, that future business is not continuation of the project.
These development projects, I assume, are not business-oriented. I mean, that's a project that's paid partly by the Czech Republic government, partly by EU and other donors, so they don't have to really need to make any profit. How's the transformation working?
Yeah, the problematic word is that profit. The profit, all money are directed to that final beneficiary. Sometimes beneficiaries are women, with small children, let's say. And development project is about some schools or hospitals, but somebody can continue with some services for these hospitals, let's say. And if we don't think how that hospital will continue after we finish our payment from government, any business has some hope to continue to do it. So in formulation of the project should be some elements, not exactly some prescription. If we stop the project, you can continue to sell some services or some goods for hospitals, if I use the same example. But there must be some space for these possibilities of the business. That's a very difficult. It needs more experience, more thinking. And until now, developing projects were more on that NGO side. It means social, economic ideas to help, not to train them to do it by themselves. There is also a question of ownership. It means that final beneficiary get your project, like a donor project, as their own. They only wait, what will you do for them? And it is not good. They must accept it and start to cooperate on it. That's why we call it development cooperation. But still, in many cases, it's only developing help or developing assistance. This kind of cooperation is much important than money what you put in.
Which of these, which of the countries, for example, would you say are best for Czech businesses to start their own projects after the cooperation part is over?
We have three members who did it, and all these companies set up their own branches in Balkan countries, Serbia, Bosnia. And they try through their branches continue to compete in tenders which is announced by European Union delegation in Serbia, for example, or some regional governments. When they do some project, they invite also to tender some companies, and our company has that branch and they can compete.
Well, the Czech Republic is sinking on the Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index every year, but many of these countries where you work or your members work are even lower. Is corruption when dealing with the authorities a big issue? For example, in the Balkans or in Mongolia, Ethiopia?
Yeah, that's what I said about a difficult negotiation with authorities. There is that gap of corruption, but we consider it a little like some advance that Czech companies knows how to negotiate when developing country has it like a culture. It is somewhere it is not it is not considered like corruption, but something like rule or right. You have to pay them because they negotiate with you. A very, very strange example I've heard from Ethiopia, where is a lot of NGOs project, a lot of donors and so on. And if you do seminar for final beneficiaries, they ask you to pay them money only when they come. These ordinary people, how they know it?
Hmm.
Yeah, that's the system is very strange. System of developing cooperation, developing assistance, because somewhere they consider us like them, like these people who pays for everything.
Hmm. What do you think should the Czech Foreign Ministry or the Czech Development Agency change to get more companies involved in these projects?
In this year, as we saw in a new plan, they started to consider some program B2B. And that program, business to business, means that they have some small money to help Czech companies going to that developing country to find the good partner and, for example, do that feasibility study. Feasibility study is useful for several companies if it's made for a certain sector. And if it's paid by public money, you can use it not only one. It is not like a business secret, but you can use it like information which usually we are receiving from embassies. And this kind of B2B program can help more companies to get involved in developing small projects and mostly developing but also investment project. They have to put their own money for future business partnership.
Věra Venclíková, the head of the Czech Business Platform for Foreign Cooperation, speaking there to Radio Prague's Jan Richter in today's edition of Marketplace.